Corning is not just for casseroles anymore. Today at CES, Corning released a concept car made of Gorilla Glass. It's not made entirely of glass, although that would be bananas. But a lot of the car is made of glass. Now, if you live in a warm climate, this may immediately conjure the feeling of a sweaty road trip. But Antoine Goodwin from CNET had a chance to sit in the concept car. He says the glass is electrochromatic, which means it lets light in when you want it and then keeps the sun off you when you don't want it.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool. I love it.
Corning glass, it's thinner, it's lighter, it's more scratch resistant than the glass car makers use now. The Corning glass dashboard and center console contains fiber optic controls, but it's also really flexible. And that means that it's easier to produce the parts of the car that are made of glass, which means a cheaper car. Not a cheap car, but a cheaper car. So I want a car made of glass. Corning says this is the age of glass, so everything's going to be made of glass. We will soon be made of glass ourselves.
I just don't want to. I don't want to drop on the cement outside because I've seen far too many Gorilla Glass phones actually shatter when they drop from my pocket.
Well, Apple can fix you for $130 if you go into the store. Ford already uses Corning glass in some parts of its car to reduce the weight.
It's less weight, and that overall means better efficiency, better fuel efficiency. I don't know how much of an overall impact that makes on the vehicle because a lot of other things inside a vehicle that actually make it pretty incredibly heavy. But they say 2 times more resistant to things like a sharp stone impact. You're driving down the freeway and a huge truck kicks up a stone to the glass. It's more resistant to that. So I guess that's definitely a good thing. I just personally I always want Gorilla Glass to be better than it is. I feel like at some point we should get to the point to where dropping a phone, just using a phone as an example, down to the cement shouldn't just end up spiraled into a million different tiny little pieces. And I don't know, obviously it would be worse without Gorilla Glass, I have to imagine, but still, we're not quite there. So when I read this, I was like, yeah, but I've seen so many Gorilla Glass screens spider and break. But it's better than what we have there already. So
we should try some break tests when
that's a really good idea.
See how far we can throw
them. Don't do that.